The Missing Paid Vacation: Why America Lagged Behind. In the grand tapestry of global labor practices, the United States stands out as a peculiar anomaly. By the dawn of the 21st century, while most developed nations had woven mandatory paid vacation into the fabric of their employment laws, America remained conspicuously bare. This absence isn't just a statistical footnote. It's a deeply rooted cultural and historical narrative that speaks volumes about the American approach to work, leisure, and the very definition of a good life. Unlike its European counterparts, where the post-World War II era saw a surge in social welfare legislation, including guaranteed paid leave, the U.S. federal government never enacted such a mandate. This isn't to say Americans didn't have vacation, rather, it was, and largely remains, a benefit granted, not guaranteed. This fundamental difference created a stark divide. In 2000, for instance, France mandated 5 weeks of paid vacation, Germany offered at least 15 days, and the United Kingdom required a minimum of 4 weeks. Meanwhile, the average American worker, if fortunate, received around 10 days of paid vacation, often after years of service. The roots of this divergence can be traced back to America's unique historical trajectory. The nation's founding principles, emphasizing individualism, self-reliance, and a strong work ethic, often viewed collective bargaining and government-mandated benefits with suspicion. The early industrial era, characterized by grueling hours and minimal worker protections, fostered a culture where labor was seen as a commodity, and time off a luxury to be earned, not a right. Furthermore, the political landscape played a crucial role. While European nations often had robust socialist or social democratic movements that championed worker rights, the American labor movement, though powerful at times, operated within a more capitalist-centric framework. The fear of government overreach and the powerful influence of business lobbies often stymied attempts to introduce federal mandates for paid vacation. Arguments against such mandates frequently centered on concerns about economic competitiveness and the potential burden on businesses, particularly small ones. The absence of a federal mandate doesn't mean the conversation about work-life balance was entirely absent in the U.S. throughout the 20th century. Various labor unions and progressive politicians advocated for paid leave, linking it to worker productivity, public health, and overall societal well-being. However, these efforts often resulted in voluntary agreements with employers or state-level initiatives, rather than a nationwide standard. The lack of a unified, sustained political coalition strong enough to overcome entrenched opposition meant that paid vacation remained largely a matter of negotiation between employers and employees, or a benefit offered to attract and retain talent. The consequences of this hands-off approach are multifaceted. On one hand, it allowed for flexibility and differentiation in the job market. Companies could tailor benefits to attract specific types of employees. On the other hand, it created a significant disparity in access to paid time off. Low-wage workers and those in part-time or service industries were, and often still are, least likely to receive any paid vacation at all, exacerbating economic inequality. The use-it-or-lose-it policies prevalent in many American companies also added pressure, with many workers forfeiting earned time off due to demanding workloads or fear of appearing uncommitted. By 2000, the United States stood as one of the only industrialized nations without a national paid vacation policy. This unique position invites us to consider what this says about American values. Is it a testament to a commitment to free markets or a failure to prioritize the well-being of its workforce? The debate continues, echoing through boardrooms and policy debates, a persistent reminder of a path not taken, and a crucial element of the ongoing conversation about the future of work in America.